criticism from National Museum associations, cultural institutions, artists, and educators apparently won't stop the Berkshire Museum's plan to sell 40 objects in its collection to pay for an overhaul of the Pittsfield complex and an endowment fund. Executive Director Van Shield says he won't halt the Berkshire Museum's plan to put artwork on the auction block. The plan is to use the proceeds to fund a $60 million expansion and endowment plan unveiled in mid-July in hopes of becoming the region's premier science and history museum.
There is a sliver of the art-centric community that's been pushing back. We've been watching that on social media. We totally get it.
We are not a sliver.
Leslie Farron organized a group of more than 20 local artists and educators last week to send a letter to the Berkshire Museum calling to stop the bid. They organized a Facebook group called Save the Art at the Berkshire Museum of Natural History and Art. The group has swelled beyond 600.
If this sale goes through, it'll basically allow every board in any museum under whatever circumstances they're going through to look at their assets as liquid.
The Berkshire Museum says it will cost $20 million to expand and renovate and another $40 million endowment to make it financially secure. The plan is to sell 40 objects from the museum's collection, including two works by Norman Rockwell, that have been deemed no longer essential to the museum's programming. Together, they are expected to fetch $50 million. The art community's letter and many others published in the Berkshire Eagle come on the heels of an op-ed in the Eagle by Norman Rockwell Museum Director Lori Norton Moffitt. She wants to keep the two iconic Americans' works in the community. Norton Moffitt, whose museum is based in Stockbridge, has declined to speak with WAMC since publishing the op-ed. Other pieces on the block are by George Henry Dury, Alexander Calder, and Frederick Edwin Church. The Association of Art Museum Directors Board and the American Alliance of Museums also released a joint statement in opposition last week. Alliance President Laura Lott opposes the plan and says there are other ways to redevelop the Berkshire Museum.
Many other museums across the country have found creative solutions that don't involve pilfering their collections. I know of institutions who have sold their buildings to preserve their collections, institutions who have scaled back their activities to preserve their collections. Our field believes that the core of a museum is its collection, and so the collection really needs to be the last place that a museum looks to fund itself.
Shield says the museum plans to put the work up for auction sometime in the next 6 months.
Let's face it, if we weren't funding the plan in part by this financial strategy to deaccession and sell works of art, it probably wouldn't have mattered. But at the end of the day, we are still in the art business.
Farron, who organized the Facebook group, says the Sotheby's auction is a conflict of interest. The auction house performed the primary valuations of the artwork, and Farron says the process lacked independent professionals.
The auction houses have one thing in mind, and that's a sale. And they know when the sale is, and they know how to maximize their own profits.
Facing criticism over whether the auction is in line with its mission, the Berkshire Museum cites an existential need to keep the doors open. Photographer Monika Sosunovsky says the county was left for years in the dark about the museum's troubles. She works for the Downstreet Art Project in North Adams.
Nobody really knew that the museum was in any financial trouble because that was never really sort of on the table. It was never really announced, 2 years ago when they, hired the consulting firms.
Over the weekend, Mass MoCA director Joe Thompson published his own op-ed in the Berkshire Eagle, saying the Berkshire Museum has had an annual structural deficit of more than $1 million on a budget that's only $2.4 million. Thompson called the Berkshire Museum's endowment plan necessary, but was skeptical of the need to expand. Peter Dudek, the cultural programmer at Bascom Lodge atop Mount Greylock, agrees.
If things are sold, it should go towards the endowment more than renovation of the building. Well, maybe 60 for an endowment is better, which would mean that they wouldn't do any renovations at this point.
Dudek says the museum should have announced its plan earlier in the year to better alert federal, state, and private funding sources.
So I think if the museum had shown up earlier with this need for financing, they might have been part of the game. But now it's kind of late in the day.
Shields is scheduled to give a presentation about the museum's new vision at Bascom Lodge October 8th. There is pressure on the Berkshire Museum to release its taxes to prove it's facing a dire financial situation. Others in the community, like Ralph Brill, the director of Eclipse Mill, Studio 109 in North Adams, suggest residents sue the museum to halt the auction. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.